Hey everyone, it's Pastor Mike. Before we get to today's episode, I want to encourage you with another one of our podcasts that take you deeper into God's Word. After listening here, please check out Little Things with Amber L.B. Swenson. Amber's one of our bloggers and writers, and she's amazing at helping you navigate life's challenges by keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. Amber is a sister in Christ, really mature, really honest, really funny, a really good friend of mine, and I know she's going to encourage you with her message. Just search for Little Things wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Nobody asks for burnout. Nobody wants to be going through a midlife crisis. But if you're watching these videos, this might be where you're at today. If you're feeling that way, you probably feel a sense of hopelessness. Maybe you have this idea that your best days are behind you, that you wonder if God's done with you, that he's got nothing in store for you because of all the ways that maybe you screwed things up in the past or maybe made some bad decisions. If that's how you feel, if you feel that God's done with you, I want you to consider the story of Moses. Do you know this story? Moses grew up in Egypt. It just so happened that he found himself in the palace of the Egyptians, the most powerful nation in the world, where he got the best education in the world. But then when he turned 40, he saw one of his own countrymen, another Hebrew, being beaten up by an Egyptian. And in a moment of vengeance and anger, he killed that Egyptian. And his murder went public. Everybody knew about it, and he had to run into exile. Now, Moses then spent the next 40 years off in the wilderness taking care of sheep. Now, if you were able to talk to Moses at that point of his life, what do you think he was thinking? Maybe he was thinking, God's done with me. I had all the opportunity, all the potential when I was in Egypt, and I screwed it all up because of my moment of vengeance. Now I've been just out here in the wilderness watching over sheep. I'm going to be in exile the rest of my life. My life is over. God's done with me. But it was at that moment when Moses turned 80 years old, where he was out tending his sheep in the middle of the wilderness, where he saw a bush on Mount Sinai that was on fire but wasn't burning up. He went closer to investigate, and he found out that God wanted to speak to him through this bush. And God said that he was calling Moses to go back to Egypt and lead the nation of Israel out of Egyptian slavery. He couldn't believe it. In fact, he looked around and thought, Lord, you must be mistaken. I've screwed up too much. I've had too many mistakes. I haven't been in Egypt in 40 years. I'm an old man now. You must be done with me. But God wasn't going to stop his plan. God was committed to Moses, that he was going to use all of his past experiences for Moses' next chapter in his life. He was going to use his first 40 years being raised in Egypt so that Moses was able to speak to those Egyptian leaders and understand the culture as he was going to lead the people out of Egypt. He was going to use his experience of the last 40 years watching over sheep in the wilderness, because Moses was going to lead the Israelites through that very same wilderness into the promised land. And God has something in store for you as well. I believe that God is going to use your past experiences, the failures and the successes, in the next chapter of your life. I believe that your best days are yet to come. In the scriptures, it says that God knows the plans that he has for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us hope and a future. And that's the same for you. In fact, this video might be your burning bush moment. Maybe God is going to use these words to remind you of your calling, to call you into action, to remind you that he's got wonderful things for you to do in this second half of life. And so, my dear brother and sister in Christ, if you're going through this moment of midlife crisis, if you're going through this challenge, I want you to remember that God's not done with you yet. Your best days are yet to come. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray for all those people who are struggling right now. They're hitting this wall of burnout, this midlife crisis. I pray that you would speak to them like you did to Moses, that you would encourage them to take up their calling, to serve you, to use all of their past successes and failures in this next chapter of their life. We'll only be able to do this because of the power of your Spirit and because of your grace. In your name we pray, amen.